Greetings, fans and listeners. I'm your host, Stephen Haller, and welcome to Inside the Strategic Mind. Our topic today is being manipulative versus being purposeful in public relations. We'll be going over what manipulative and purposeful each means, giving real-world examples, and explaining how purposeful public relations can be done effectively. Manipulative means to influence or attempt to influence others' behavior or emotions and use others in order to fulfill one's own desire. Purposeful, on the other hand, means to do something with an intended result and aim or goal. Now, those definitions may seem very similar. However, as with many things in public relations, it is not often what is said that is important, but more how it is said. If a PR action from a company comes off as manipulative, then it is inferred the action is selfish and does not really work to help the target audience. But similar PR actions can still benefit a company and be viewed to be in the best interest of the target audience. That would be considered purposeful. Here is an example. This is a case where the PR action was considered manipulative. The Pentagon's PR stunt at Fenway Park in Boston. Now, it was not widely held across the country that this event was manipulative, but some did think it was. One article in particular from Salon.com really lays into the Pentagon for using emotions in order to manipulate people into condoning its actions. Explaining the event itself is very simple. It was a pre-game surprise reunion on the field between a sailor in the Navy and her family. The crowd cheered at the reunion, and the sailor got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Military personnel reuniting with their families is widely considered a happy and powerfully emotional moment. Reunions like this that occur in stadiums before large crowds have become somewhat commonplace. The Salon.com writer Andrew Basevich views this practice as a manipulative PR stunt. Basevich discusses how the event cost the Pentagon nothing, and is using the emotional appeal to shamefully manipulate the emotions of Americans into supporting the military's actions. He calls the actions cheap grace because it was a display of unearned self-regard from the Pentagon. As said earlier, this was not the prevailing opinion around the country, and the Pentagon probably chose strategic inaction on this piece of writing so it would not garner more attention than it really deserved. However, it is still something to be extremely aware of, which is why it is sometimes important for PR professionals to explain their purpose for actions outright, in order to help ensure nobody misconstrues the actions as manipulative. The other side of this is being purposeful. Technically, all PR actions are purposeful, or at least they should be. When PR professionals fly by the seat of their pants and do things without purpose, they tend to lose their jobs. In general, people recognize that PR actions are done to advance a specific purpose. However, if the action appears to be mutually beneficial for an organization and the target audience, then it is usually accepted as such. To continue to use the reunion example, let's look at the event from the perspective of the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox organization's target audience is their fans in the stadium and those viewing the game on television. Hosting a family reunion with a member of the military definitely uses an emotional appeal toward the fans watching, but not in a way that any of them would consider malicious. Thinking strategically, though, by associating the team with the positive experience of a family reuniting, the Red Sox have demonstrated their values. If their values agree with that of the fans, then the relationship between the team and the fans, who are in fact consumers, is strengthened. A stronger relationship means more sales of tickets, merchandise, and anything else the Red Sox sell. And the whole event was virtually at no cost to the Red Sox. The military provided the people, and the Red Sox provided the venue. It was a simple pregame ceremony. However, it likely went a long way with many fans, and it fulfilled its purpose. It built a stronger relationship between the Red Sox and their consumers. So it was all done with purpose, but it was not viewed as manipulative. Now, how can purposeful PR actions be performed effectively while consistently limiting any appearance of being manipulative? First, always be genuine. This comes into play in press releases or press conferences regarding PR actions. In any forum where PR professionals are addressing the public or the media, being genuine is always in their best interests. Second, state what the PR action will do for others. Often this will include how it will help consumers. In the pregame family reunion case we discussed, the event helped the family reunite and share a beautiful moment on a professional baseball field. Third, never state how it will benefit the organization. Ever. It seems innocent enough, and the benefit may be extremely obvious, but do not state it. Saying something like, "This is definitely going to help our organization make more money," is strongly ill-advised. Statements like that are what lead to interpretations of PR actions as manipulative. Those are just three pieces of advice to follow in order to help limit a manipulative appearance. So, fans and listeners, as we conclude today's podcast, let's recap what we learned today. Number one, be sure not to come across as manipulative in your PR actions by making sure they seem mutually beneficial for all parties. Number two, always be purposeful with PR actions. That is how goals are reached. And number three, being genuine and stating how a PR action will benefit others helps to limit a manipulative appearance. Well, that's the show for today. Join us next time when we will continue to discuss strategic communication and its real-world applications. I'm Stephen Haller, wishing you all a wonderful week. Thank you for listening to Inside the Strategic Mind.